How would you like to be able to make passive income with mortgage note investing? In today's episode with Eddie Speed, he's the president and founder of Note School. So Eddie, please tell us, how can entrepreneurs make passive income with mortgage note investing? And what is mortgage note investing?
Property Wealth Strategies podcast with Lily Patrashko shares world's most influential property investors, sharing their strategies for making money with property.
Well, mortgage note investing is essentially buying a first mortgage on somebody's house, right? So instead of being a landlord, you own their mortgage. And so you say, well, what do you mean buying a note? Well, the answer is a lot of people in your audience, most of us, have signed a mortgage note. We've owed the bank money. But we also know that that loan has been sold. We've been noticed, like, hey, your loan's been sold, and now it went from this company to this company. So I have bought more than 50,000 first mortgage notes on properties, right? That's what I do, is I buy a mortgage note. Now, who do I usually buy from? I don't usually buy from the banks. I usually buy from real estate investors who seller finance property. And right now, there's a big gap in the market, so that's a very popular strategy. And so you are just a note is assignable. So if your mortgage payment was $2,000 a month, you can assign that note to a subsequent investor. And now they get $2,000 a month, and they still have a first mortgage on the house.
Thank you. So tell us why someone would do that. Does that mean that, for example, you now become the lender, mm-hmm. and let's say, okay, my mortgage, I think the mortgage I had was like, let me think, let's say it's 400,000. Okay. And let's say as an example that I need to pay 2,000 pounds a month for that mortgage for 30 years. Of course, it varies sometimes based on the interest rates and whatever.
Right.
And does that mean that you now become the lender and you have to fork out the money that the bank gave to me? Or how does it work exactly?
Yeah, so I'm in a specialized field of the mortgage business. So you're describing what we would call a loan origination. So you went to a mortgage lender, and they made you a loan. They may have sold the loan to Fannie Mae. They may have sold it to Freddie Mac. It may have been an FHA loan. So that loan was then routed and sold into the securitization world, Wall Street, right? They did a mortgage-backed security with that loan. I represent the other side of the business. I represent people that are very qualified. But today, mortgage underwriting is so tight, twice as tight as it was before the virus, that a lot of people are left behind. And so my world for the past 45 years is I coach real estate investors how to create notes, but do it with a formula, right? And so then I also show our students how to use leveraging techniques. Because as you said, Eddie's going to show us how to buy a note for $250,000, but I'm going to run out of money. Right. But not if I show you leveraging techniques. And so there's various techniques that can be used. Once again, I bought 50,000 notes. I didn't buy 50,000 notes with money just in my checking account. Right. So I show people the techniques that have been perfected over time so that you can then take a small amount of money and turn it into a large amount of money because you're using leverage.
Okay. But tell us, do you sort of like become the lender? So like, do you buy this, mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Mortgage from the bank? And if yes, like what money do you use? Because let's say, how can you possibly buy 50,000 mortgage notes? Because that means you're like, I don't know, billionaire or something. And how do you make this happen? And like, who sells this to you? Is it the landlord or is it the bank itself? How do you actually make this happen?
Okay, so let me go through a waterfall of what a typical transaction looks like, okay? Today, people that own rental properties are probably not satisfied with the return they're making on what their asset is producing. Like, your rent house went way up in value after the virus, right? So the value of your collateral went up, your property, but you're trying to eat an equity sandwich, meaning that you're not getting paid near what you should be getting paid based on what your house is producing. So you take a $250,000 house and your net income's about $10,000 a year. Well, that's a little over a four cap. They're earning 4% interest on their equity of their property per year. That's probably not an acceptable number. It wouldn't be to me. I suspect it wouldn't be to you. So now all of a sudden they're going, well, how do I change this? Well, see, this is how I help real estate investors. So I'm involved in several real estate masterminds, the biggest house buyer masterminds in the United States. When I walk in that room, they say, that's Eddie the note guy. Like, I'm that guy in that room. So I walk in room of the top 500 house buyers. They say, that's Eddie the note guy. What Eddie the note guy does is show them how to, instead of continuing to rent their house, is to owner finance it. Because now instead of making a four cap, they can make a 10 cap on the same property. They can make 10% a year versus 4% a year. See, I'm just showing them how to take that house. Now, all of a sudden, the highest and best use to make profit is not to rent it. It's to be the bank, right? What's the biggest building in every town? Biggest building in every town is probably the bank, right?
Yeah.
Well, that ought to register with us, right? And so people wouldn't think of this. And so that's how I get people to sell us notes. I show people a path of how to create notes, and I'm very recognized in the marketplace that that's what I do. I'm an architect at showing them how to architect their deal. Now, all of a sudden, they come to me and they say, hey, Eddie, I want to sell this note, or I want to sell part of this note, right? I want to go, like, I need to, like, one in 10 of them, I need to go sell my note to kind of recapitalize, right? And so then I've helped them create a note. So they've created a note to a formula, to a system that I've already helped them with. Now they come to me and say, you're the secondary market. I need to sell this note. And so then that's how I find notes for our students. That's how I help them do that, is because I have a very active note buying business. I don't have just tough school, but we're very active buying notes. So now all of a sudden you come to me and you say, Eddie, I have $250,000. I want to invest $250,000. I'm trying to figure out what should I invest in. Okay, well, if you kind of don't know that multifamily is having issues, you might be living under a rock today, right? Because they got issues, right? So that's not maybe the best thing to throw your money into at the moment, right? Because of the market conditions, right? How about a rent house? $250,000. If you pay $250,000 for a rent house, you're going to make $8,000 to $10,000 income per year. If you took $250,000 and bought a note, you're going to make about three times the income. Instead of making $10,000, you make $30,000 per year off your investment. So people say, like, really? I'm like, yes, the money is that much better to be the bank than it is a landlord at the moment. Like, it's a market condition. Was that true in 2018? No, it wasn't true in 2018. But see, what happened is inflation ate up people's cash flow. People's expenses on rental houses far exceeded how much money they were. The rent increased. Rents increased about 20%. Expenses increased about 50%. So if you're me and you've been doing this for decades, you're like, bam, we've entered into a note cycle. It's more profitable for a passive investor to own a note than it is a rent house. That's how I got here.
Thank you. So what about people that already own a few houses? Is there anything?
We show them how to convert that to a note.
Okay. So the only way to actually make this happen is to kind of get some coaching from you. Like, is there anything you can tell us to kind of get started that people could, like, find out more information about?
So once again, one of the things that we're going to offer your audience is a little masterclass. It's free and it's a couple of hours, and we're going to go through, like, different note strategies, like different ideas. Like, we're going to take real deals and put them on the board and say, here's the math and here's the flow and here's how it works. It's hard to do this in an interview like that because I can only talk so much with my hands, right?
Okay, but can you tell us some, I don't know, case studies of people who have done mortgage note investing collaboratively with you or have learned from you and have made this happen, and how did it pan out for them?
So I have countless case studies, right? You can go to our website, noteschool.com. You can go to our podcast, Note School TV, that's on YouTube. You can do all of that, and you can see hundreds of people that says, I used to be a landlord and now I own notes. I got way more money with way less headache and it's worked out great, right? So we've kind of got the hot hand right now, right? Because we are showing landlords an alternative. And does that mean that when you come to Note School, you're going to sell every rental you've got? No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying to you that going forward, that if you're comparing note investing at the moment to investing in the next property, it makes a very legitimate argument, right? So who do we train? We train people that have significant rental portfolios, right? 1 to 1,000. And I have many clients that have 500 to 1,000 rentals, right? We train somebody that's owned a rental portfolio and they're a dentist, they're a high-end realtor, they're a business owner, they're an engineer. They do something else in their life, but they have a part-time real estate business. And we show them like how to invest in notes. And then one of the things that's really powerful is the next step is we start showing them practical ways to have this, as you mentioned, this leveraging technique. In other words, how do you go get some of your money back so that you just don't run out of money? You can buy two deals and now you're out of money, right? How do you go leverage that? And so we've been doing this for decades, right? So we figured out the best techniques so that they can then have leveraging techniques. Sometimes I'm going to go help you with leverage. I'm going to say, go to this bank, go to this insurance company. Like they'll buy a piece of your note and they will give you some leverage, right? In other cases, I'm going to say, wait a minute, what about people that you have affiliation with? Do you know anybody that is frustrated and has rental houses? I mean, let's be honest about it. Today, there's not a lot of people that go to you, I just love my rentals. My rentals are just awesome. Now, people were tolerating it during the virus because their houses were going up in value so much. But now that the market's kind of flat and the expenses have increased so much, they're not feeling like, wait a minute, this is kind of a slow way to it. That's why I used the expression earlier. What is it like when you're trying to eat an equity sandwich? You've got equity in your rental properties, but you're not getting paid for it. If you have notes, you're going to get paid for your equity.
Thank you. For those people that already have, let's say, 10 properties that they are renting out and they want to convert to mortgage note investing, does that mean they won't have to do the rentals anymore? Or
they're the bank. Do you call your bank when your faucet's leaking?
No.
Do you call them when the tenant moved out?
No.
Okay. So you can own 1,000 notes or 55 rentals for the same amount of work. I don't say zero. You own an investment. There's some things you need to monitor. But the work factor of owning notes is way, way different than the work factor of that. In fact, let me tell you how I've had a lot of people explain it to me. There's kind of two ends of the spectrum in investing. I could invest in a syndication. I don't have to do any work, but I don't have any control. I can't sell it. I can't force it. All the decisions are somebody else's. In other words, I don't have a lot of control of it, right? I'm not saying that's terrible. I'm just saying that's a reality, right? On the other end of the spectrum, I can own rental properties. Well, maybe I have more control than I want because I get headaches along with it. I get to control everything, but I may not want to control it. So if I own a note, I own the note. I'm not investing in a fund. I actually own the note. It's mine. I can do what I want to with it. I can borrow money against it. I can sell part of it. I can make all the, you know, but it does, it's way more on the spectrum of the work factor of a syndication. I have a loan service at a servicer. They're sending me a report every month. So I have not a lot to do compared to if I have that. And so that's kind of the spectrum in the market is I think notes hit a good balance that I get to control the investment, but also it doesn't take near as much work as having to go manage the rental investment.
Thank you. How safe is mortgage note investing versus other types of property investing?
10 times. I mean, if I buy a note, it's a first mortgage on somebody's house. I have a cushion. Just because I paid $250,000 for the note doesn't mean the house is worth $250,000. The house is worth $300,000 or $350,000. So I have a cushion factor. God forbid something goes wrong. The other thing is we have a filter system. We've bought 50,000 notes over the past 45 years. We kind of have a sense of what loans pay and what won't pay. So we look at about five loans to find one we'll buy. So we don't buy every loan that comes across the door. We buy loans that from our experience, that there it's a pretty high predictability that loan will perform as agreed. So the default rate is not super high. Call it 3 or 4%. You buy 100 notes, you got 3 or 4 that didn't work out. How's that work in the rental business? Not near so good, right? So for those reasons, we say that not only do you earn more income with notes, but it's a lot. There's cushion in notes. There's not going to be in other types of investments.
Thank you. Why is there a below market value sort of pricing for the mortgage note versus the actual real price of the property?
Did your bank loan you 100% of what you paid for your house?
No.
Okay. Well, then I don't either. So I'm buying a loan that I'm the note is $250, but the house is worth more than see. There's equity.
Okay.
That's the cushion. I'm not buying distressed notes.
Okay.
I'm buying good notes on good properties, but there's a cushion not because of discount. There's a cushion because the buyer has equity. I want them to have equity. I want them to pay for their house.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. What other things would you like potential investors in mortgage note investing to know about?
Well, I think as we've been discussing, like I'm trying to draw a picture of, are you interested in this idea? And this is what you're going to get. You're going to get a lot more control than you have in a syndication, but you're going to get a lot less work than you have with rental houses. I own a first mortgage on somebody's house. And so I think if that sounds interesting, then we get to the point we invite them to something and say, okay, let's whiteboard it out. Let's look at real case studies and real examples. It's hard to do that today and give numbers that people can track and keep up with, but we're very good at it. We're very good at simplistically showing you buy a note, it's secured by this property, you paid this much, you're going to get this much a month. And we're good at doing a comparative to like rental houses versus notes, because we have a lot of people that never thought about the fact that they could sell their rent house and owner finance it and get more than double the income. They just never thought about it.
Thank you. What's the minimum someone would need to invest in order to start mortgage note investing?
Well, once again, what are your resources? It's not just cash in the bank. So you're saying, okay, do I need $250,000 in the bank? I don't know. What are your resources? Mike, if you can use a leveraging technique, I can show you how to do it with $1,000. Now, you're going to ask me for the whole case study of how that's possible. And that's going to be difficult to do today. But I'm saying to you that we show people some pretty extreme leveraging. And once again, we go back and part of how we train people is like I say, when we say resources, we mean access to capital. Well, access to capital could be your checking account. Access to capital could be some connections you have. Access to capital could be some banks or insurance companies that I have connections with. You see what I'm saying? So it's not just money in your checking account that says, how can I start? Now, let me say this. This is not for people that have no money and no resources. Like I can't serve that audience, right? Somebody's got to bring something to the table. So I generally tell people like, yeah, you probably need, investable capital of at least $50,000 to make it work. right? So I'm not saying you can don't like if you're looking at this today and you say I only have $1,000 in my checking account, and you're just probably not at a point in your life that this is a fit yet. We generally serve people that are a little higher net worth or a little higher income, right? And so I've helped people that, you know, from like the super wealthy, like family office level people, all the way down to somebody that says, you know, I make $250,000 every year, and I'm not satisfied with my retirement, or you know, I do this and that. We're very good at reestablishing, recalibrating somebody into building legacy and retirement.
Thank you. What's the general investment for learning how to do this from you?
Well, you can do anything from a little 2-day class that's not very expensive, call it $1,000, all the way to the fact that you can take our highest end coaching programs, about $50,000. Now you're saying, oh my God, $50,000. Well, you don't know what the deliverable is, right? It's kind of like Warren Buffett said, people buy price until they understand value. But there's a range that people can do depending on what their situation is and what they need to accomplish.
Thank you. Tell us, what kind of habits would someone need to get into in order to start mortgage note investing? Any habits, any routines, any apps that they would need to start using to make the mortgage note investing happen for themselves?
Excuse me. The first thing I'm going to say to you is you got to figure out whether you like it or not, right? I don't need to go tell you to go, you know, go on a diet or, you know, go start jogging or whatever. It's not that. You got to figure out if you like this. And so that's what typically I do. I do a lot of these interviews, and then I take people to a little master class, and we spend a couple of hours with them, and we say, okay, from there, now that we show you case studies and now we show you examples, you're like, hey, I like this. Or some people say, hey, I don't like this. I want to stick where I'm at, right? So I try to make it a very low barrier to figure out if I want to go do this. I do try to define, and I think I've just done that a while ago, is define who these are people that we serve. We serve people that have some money and are not satisfied with where they are, right? And they are looking for an alternative to what the path that they're on. And we serve those people really well.
Thank you. Tell us your 10 commandments for mortgage note investing.
I did see that question, and I don't have 10. Right.
Okay, however many.
I'm just going to say I'm gonna make it a lot simpler than 10 things, because I don't know that somebody's going to sit there and write down 10 things on this call today. The okay. First thing is challenge the market and know that the only thing constant is change. We've sort of been programmed into real estate investing and owning properties and owning investment properties as the path to wealth. And the answer is inflation is drink your milkshake. Inflation, because of increase in expenses on properties, has far outpaced the rent increase. And for those reasons, your property is likely not performing at a rate that you thought it should perform or think it should perform, right? Challenge the market. I'm going to help you do it, but I'm telling you, I'm a pretty seasoned guy, right? And I'm considered to be pretty credible in this space. I'm not giving you bogus numbers. These are real numbers that very sophisticated investors are doing. And now I'm taking a small guy, and maybe he's got 5 rentals. Maybe he has 50 rentals. Whatever that number is, it's still the same. Investors, just because they own 500 rentals, aren't going like, oh, we just love these numbers all of a sudden. I mean, I consult with, you know, CFOs of people that own rental portfolios. So the guys that run the numbers for those companies, they're calling me saying, Eddie, we've analyzed your numbers. You're right. I'm like, okay, well, what do we do about it? So I'm just showing people how to reinvent themselves, right? So that's the first rule. It's like, don't follow the herd just because somebody says something. Know why it is you think that matters to you. So the general statement of, oh my God, I'm going to own properties and it's going to be worth a fortune one day. Okay, well then what does that mean? And is there something that you should challenge about it? The second thing is always trust your gut. God instinctively gave you common sense. He gave you judgment. We apply it every day, whether you're driving a car or whether you're making decisions about life. Like he gave us some, like do the same thing in investing. And and trust but verify, right? If somebody's telling you something and they can't prove it, if I'm telling you this and you come to a master class and everything I say in the master class is completely contradictory to what I've said today, then I'd suggest I probably wasn't a good idea. But if I can do that, then all of a sudden I'm showing you a consistent pattern. And I think that's what I see with I see people invested in all kind of stuff, and I'm going like, they will never get their money back. They've already lost their money. They just don't know it yet. And so I think that I'm putting out a caution flag. Like, if you're investing in property, just because somebody tells you it's a good deal, it needs to make sense to you. Not just because I'm saying it, it's got to make sense to you. That's just 45 years and seeing a lot of deals go by me.
Thank you. Tell us your secret for your success with mortgage note investing.
Never given up. I've been doing it for 45 years, right? I mean, I've done other investing and I've done other things, but I've stayed consistent to it. Now, I've had to reinvent myself. I've had to change what I do, and I've had to do different things as different markets. But I'm not a flighty investor. I don't go chase squirrels at this point. I'm 65 years old, and I believe I have the hot hand right now in what I'm doing, and this is what my family's doing. This is our retirement. Everything that I'm teaching somebody to do, I've bet the ranch on the fact I'm right, because this is what I've invested in. And so I just think consistency matters. And my secret sauce has been just not giving up, staying with it, and staying consistent.
Thank you. Why is mortgage note investing a really good idea right now in this market?
What we've been saying for the last 25 minutes. I mean, it's just math. It's just, and I think we have entered a note cycle in the industry for those reasons. You can earn more money on notes than you can on the same rent property. You can earn more money buying a note than you can going and buying the next rent property. And I think we can model that pretty well. I mean, we can prove it. We prove it to some pretty sophisticated audiences on a weekly basis.
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs can find you and more information about your programs.
So we talked about the masterclass. And that is going to be at noteschool.com/propertywealth. So noteschool.com/propertywealth. And that's going to take you to a landing page. And we're going to give you about a 2-hour masterclass. It's going to get you scheduled. Like, put it on your calendar. Like, if this interview makes sense to you today, I'm trying to say the next step is the actions on your part. Right. I mean, and then we're going to give you this masterclass, and we're going to lay out real examples, not just theory, but we're going to show you real examples and the real math and how it works. And you get to, and I think at that point you get to decide. Most people say, like, I'm very interested in this. But if you're not, at least you only spent 2 hours figuring it out.
Thank you.
Follow me for more property wealth strategies.